Barrett Kohler Publishers presents Healing Honestly, The Messy and Magnificent Path to Overcoming Self-Blame and Self-Shame. Written by Alisa Zipersky. Narrated by Rebecca Gibble. In loving memory of my favorite writer, my grandmother, Charlotte Shashi Zipersky, we wrote a book. Isn't that just the nuts? This audiobook is dedicated to all of us. We deserve to laugh together, rage together, grieve together, rest together, celebrate together, and so much more. Preface. Welcome, enthusiastic friends and understandably skeptical readers. Let's get comfy. Wow, I am so thrilled you are here. I get that you might not be as jazzed as I am. I will be enthused for the both of us. A few years ago, I began writing on the internet about what it meant for me to try to live a full and vibrant life while contending with the countless ways that child sexual abuse, CSA, impacts me. I was so tired of the intense isolation and shame that wasn't mine to hold. What I found was hundreds of thousands of people from all around the world who were also asking the same questions about how to hold two truths at the same time. We are not defined by our trauma, and also, our trauma affects every single aspect of our lives. Through my writing, workshops, and coaching programs, I have gotten to surround myself with the transformative power of survivor-to-survivor friendships. Friendships where we can validate one another, laugh about the absurdity of living with trauma, and share strategies for learning how to put down misplaced shame and tap into deep wells of self-compassion. These friendships have fundamentally changed me. They've helped me call out all the ways survivors are taught our pain isn't real and we are to blame for how we survived. These friendships have shown me that we are all capable and worthy of living full and vibrant lives. My goal for this audiobook is to offer you all that I have received from my survivor-to-survivor friendships. I am here to talk with you as someone who has also been deep in the shit, who remembers what the isolation and self-blame feels like, and knows that we are entitled to so much more. I am not a doctor, a therapist, or licensed in any professional capacity. I am here to be the friend who can help you identify and call bullshit on the factors that surround us, all telling us we are to blame for shit that is never our fault. I am here to be the friend who encourages you over and over again to honor your own inner expert that tells you what you need for your own healing journey. And perhaps the best part, I am here to be the friend who introduces you to my other dope survivor friends who have taught me so much wisdom. I know you may be listening to this with a lot of nerves. I've read many books on trauma, and each and every time I pick one up, I still feel super worried that it will be extremely triggering for me, or I will read something that makes me feel like my survivorship doesn't count. It is hot garbage that we have to worry that the things meant to help us may make us feel much, much worse. As I love to say ironically, trauma is such a fun and sexy time. So I want to tell you first thing, I have taken every step I could think of to try to make this the least re-traumatizing audiobook about healing from CSA that I possibly could. As a part of that effort, there will be no descriptions of any sexual abuse from me or any other survivor in the audiobook. I also use humor where I can to help offer moments of levity while navigating heavy shit. We will spend less time focusing on what happened to us, and much more on the what the fuck am I supposed to do now of it all. While I wish I could give you some outlandish promises about this audiobook magically transforming you from a survivor to a thriver, which is just rhyming nonsense, that, unfortunately, is not a thing that exists. But I hope this audiobook will make you feel less alone and more validated in your pain and experiences, and will offer clarity on why we feel the ways we feel. With all that said,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?